going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
WEEI Afternoons on a Monday afternoon, getting your week started off right. We've already put a nail in the coffin of Joe Milton talk, so we're promising not to talk Joe Milton anymore for a while, anyway.
Forever.
That's the good news. The bad news is we didn't promise to not talk about Bill Belichick, Jordan, the CBS interview, and that story that won't go away. Because, unfortunately or fortunately, depending on how you look at it as a listener and as a talk radio host, there continues to be little Reese's Pieces of like, oh, there's a little nugget here.
Breadcrumbs.
Yeah, little breadcrumbs being put out there. So Pro Football Talk had a report that per multiple sources, Bill Belichick has been talking to at least one experienced PR specialist in hopes of boosting his book tour and or the overall interests in the North Carolina program.
Apparently, wait, an experienced PR specialist, but he's dating one.
Yeah, well, no. He's dating a young lady, maybe.
Oh.
A woman, a young girl. I'm going to stop talking now before I say something someone's offended by.
A PR wizard.
She probably thinks that. I think she and he may have higher expectations for her, although Julian Edelman also agrees. He thinks she did a snap job of butting in when necessary and that the rest of the world are the ones that are wrong. But Bill Belichick apparently has had, this I find interesting. It's actually a Bears VP of communications, Brandon Faber, that he has apparently
Brandon
had a relationship
Faber.
With. Yeah. And he may be helping him. Others may be helping him. And I wonder here, does he, like, is this about the book? Because the book is seemingly, he was the thorn in the side of Simon & Schuster, who wanted to promote the book, and he was a pain in their ass.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really think it's about the book for Bill. I think it's just PR. I think Bill's not real happy with the way
image,
this has played
out. He needs
out.
Image rehab right now?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. I do. I mean, when his buddy, Charles Barkley, is talking about, you know, slippery slope, and I might need to basically do a Chuck intervention, Chuck GPT intervention with Bill. I think maybe Bill was like, oh, yeah, it's really kind of, this has kind of gone off the rails here a little bit. Yeah, yes, it is. Okay, speaking of defenders, go ahead.
I mean, I was going to say Barkley. How about SNL?
Okay,
let's SNL over yep. the weekend taking aim at Belichick. Well,
they should. Go ahead. Roll.
So this order will make it socially acceptable for a man in his 70s to date a 24-year-old.
That's right. We're calling it the Belichick Law. We're going to make girlfriends young again, okay? Old men can now date far younger women. We like that. It's hot. But in reverse, it's quite disgusting, right? Very Dateline, you know? Did you see Belichick's girlfriend? She's pretty hot, right?
Yes. She is a beautiful creature.
God, you're creepy. This is why we don't hang out outside of work.
That show hasn't been funny in years.
Also, like, he's not, this is where I defend Bill a little bit. He's not the first 70-year-old to date a 20-year-old. This happens all the time. Now, you could
he's
argue
one of the more prominent ones recently.
And not in that world. Like if Hugh Hefner does it or in acting or entertainment, he's the stoic, hardcore head coach of the dynasty in New England. I just think it's playing a little differently, but he's definitely not the first to go down this road.
It's just not usually a spectacle like this.
Exactly.
It's just kind of a fact of life, and you go, oh, I don't love that, and then you move on. Like, it hasn't been forced on us by a CBS Sunday morning interview quite like this.
But that's my point.
And there's all sorts of, like, and the funny thing is, Dan, if you're looking at the Belichick-Jordan relationship, Andy, as like a home, like, the police have been called to the house. There are trash fires regularly outside. There's loud music. Sometimes there are fireworks. Like, the house is the one in the neighborhood right now that everyone keeps saying, like, God, when is it going to end? Are these people going to move eventually? These guys kind of suck.
The whole story continues to roll. And Dan Ball, you're going to bring me up to date because one of the latest nuggets we had also over the weekend was that everybody saw the Super Bowl commercial, the Dunkings and all the orange and all that. And we saw
like
Bill in it.
Kings.
And we also saw Jordan in it. And I don't know. I didn't think anything of it at the time. But now we find out that she forced her way into a Duncan commercial?
Yeah. So to take this from Awful Announcing, who was quoting from Page Six, months before the CBS
interview. Two reputable sources right there. So.
Hudson was involved in a Duncan Super Bowl commercial that celebrated some prominent Bostonians like Ben Affleck, Casey Affleck, and Jeremy Strong. It turns out Hudson used her relationship with Belichick to receive the honor of being included in this commercial as well.
No!
Details emerged about how Hudson ended up on the commercial with a, quote, sports source familiar with Bill Belichick saying that she, quote, forced her way into the commercial. The source continued, but Bill saw it as a way for her to get paid. People said they've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, get paid. I know how much people make as SAG minimum national commercial network to people. Like, she got paid a lot of money for that.
But
that's bucks.
Not as much as she got paid to be Bill Belichick's girlfriend, amassing an $8 million real estate empire in like seconds. I mean, that's just the reality. The report from the New York Page Six was $8 million like that after she dated Belichick. So
it could just be a loan.
I don't think she could be alone and not have the real estate. Oh, ba-dum-ping, but she's with Bill, so she's got all these properties now. So she forced her way into, I hate to be a wet blanket on salacious fun stories, but what was it? A sports source with knowledge of Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
What does that even mean? I'm a sports source with knowledge of Bill Belichick.
So did you tell Page Six?
I didn't, because I don't know anything about whether she forced herself into a Dunkin's commercial for Dunkin' Donuts.
I have no idea who the source on set could have been. The fact that she was at, do you remember when you were watching the Super Bowl and you didn't really love the halftime show and the Eagles were up like 100-0 in the first quarter? Ah, Cooper DeJean picking off Patrick Mahomes. Where were you when? Anyway, remember the ad comes on and there's some initial excitement like, ooh, the Dunkin's commercial last year was really cool. Let's see this one. Maybe it'll be a worthy sequel. Like, oh, this one's not as funny. And there's a guy in like a giant barrel of like what looks like beans. And wait a second. Is that Belichick's girlfriend? What the hell is Jordan doing in this commercial?
Well, she got bills. Bill, get me in the commercial. Okay, honey. I think he calls her honey.
No.
Hun?
I don't know. He doesn't really seem like the pet name kind of guy.
He doesn't seem like.
How about J Dog?
J Dog, that would make me uncomfortable. But that's not the only audio we have. So we have Saturday Night Live poking fun at him. And then Ted's guy, Ryan Clark, who we ran into at the airport in Green Bay, he didn't seem real comfortable talking about this topic on ESPN First Take.
Well,
you do not.
That's where RC. Steps exit on the stage.
I know who you're referring to, Mr. Riddick.
Ooh.
Stay away. I just watched the interview.
Yeah, I got nothing to add.
All right. Relay off. I thought that was a good one. You can come back in.
It was a great one. Nobody else needs to say it. I'll say it. You're a grown man. If somebody asks you a question and you don't want to answer it, don't answer it. You spent 20 years not answering questions you didn't want to answer. We don't need somebody else telling us you're not answering something. That's all.
So Ryan Clark, not real comfortable with the discussion. Molly, I don't know her last
Karam.
Name. Molly Karam, also seemingly not overly comfortable. Mad Dog was quite comfortable. He went off on an epic rant about watching Belichick for 25 years with the Giants and not answer questions and being mean to the media and all that. But yeah, Ryan Clark, who we should note, in case you don't, hosts Inside the NFL on the...
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
WB, wherever it is now.
CW.
CW. Yeah, so I knew it was some letters of a network that I haven't been to in 5 years. And Bill Belichick is on the panel of Inside the NFL. So there's a, he dressed up as Bill, I think, didn't he, for one of the Halloweens?
That was still on the list of things I wish my eyes and brain could unsee from 2024. One was Ryan Clark's white face, latex makeup, Belichick outfit for Halloween.
It was scary. It was actually scary.
It was super
but,
creepy.
Not scarier for him than talking about Bill Belichick. Like, is he afraid Bill's going to get mad at him? What do you care if Bill gets mad at you? Was he going to be rude to you if you do Inside the NFL again? And I don't think Bill's doing that anyway. He's got a job for now, unless Ted is
he
right.
He can't do that. No, like, he can still do the coach thing for Underdog, I guess. Maybe he can appear with Peyton. I don't know. Just focus on the one job. Just, like, go coach.
Oh, you mean he should do your job? I thought that was his whole shtick. No days off, do your job. You seem to be taking a lot of days off and doing all kinds of other stuff other than just your job as the head coach in North Carolina. But Fitzy, are we done with this? Like, is this going to, we've talked about, I firmly believe the best thing for Bill, the thing Bill needs to do, is just go quiet. Just disappear. Yes. Go to Nantucket for a few months. Come back to Chapel Bill. Yeah. Practice. Then play. Be done with it. And yet it just seems like the media, there is a little bit of the media smells blood in the water, and they're going to continue to pursue every angle with Jordan and with whatever she's been involved in. You know, looking at the companies, The Athletic could not find any companies that included Jordan as the COO and all that. Yes, Diz.
2025, I want a hot girl summer for Bill and Jordan. Lean into it. All summer long, I want them pictures on the boat, pictures on the vineyard, pictures there on Newberry Street. I just want more and more.
If he wants a hot girl summer, he's going to have to move on from Jordan.
Oh,
that is just so unnecessary. Wow. Ad hominem attack. You should be ashamed.
I've seen a lot of references, and I agree with this. Like, she kind of looks like she's 30-something. And maybe Bill thought she was 30, and he was like,
oh, my
you know,
God.
If he wanted to live the hot girl life, I don't think she fulfills all the criteria.
She's wise beyond her years.
We're not doing superficial looks judging right here.
That's what the internet is all about. We're not above anything.
We're above it.
We are above nothing. I'm short. I am above nothing. I am low-hanging fruit guy. No, I'm just saying, if you really want to do that, like, have you been on Twitter? Like, all these accounts that are just like, you know, hot girls of the SEC or all these random accounts that pop up out there. That one girl.
Oh, do tell.
I'm sure you can find it on your own.
Oh, they just pop up, you say, like the algorithm hasn't been trained.
Well, once you click on one or two, it starts to feed you more and more.
Yeah, keep digging.
That absolutely happens, but
you're about 5 feet down. Any further, we're not going to be able to throw your rope
back. Okay, so I have a famous mall test. And yes, we're being creepy men here. But if you were walking through the Burlington Mall and she was walking in the other direction, do you think you would do like a double or triple take or anything?
I would say, oh my God, there's Bill Belichick's girlfriend in the Burlington Mall.
I mean, if she wasn't Bill Belichick's girlfriend.
Yeah, I would.
I don't think you would.
She's
a single take at least.
I didn't say she was not attractive. I didn't say that. But if I'm going to throw it all away as Bill Belichick, I have a certain reputation. I'm going to throw it all away as a 70-something football coach with $200 million in the bank and a real estate empire that I'm going to share with a young woman. I don't know. I think he could do better. I think he could do better if he wanted to. But whatever. Maybe it's the philosophy. He does have a background in philosophy, in case anyone's interested. Do a little Googling and some research.
Yeah, that's been made abundantly clear.
He has a background. He is interested
a lot of interesting
in philosophy. So they could have broken bread over that on the plane, and that may have ignited something, and she's now the muse and the idea mill. But where does this go? Does it just go away, Stiz? I guess I'll ask you. You're the guy that, how does this play out? And does it play out for better or for worse for your guy?
No, I think what has been done has been done. I don't think there'll be another CBS interview type situation. I do think, though, that we'll get them during the summer, you know, spotted here, spotted there. You know, I'm sure the media will, like you said, they'll be looking for it more. But, you know, he's going to go on. The season will start. He'll go undefeated at North Carolina, and that'll be that.
Undefeated.
Does he win eight games?
Absolutely. Does he win eight games? Is the Pope
seasons?
Catholic? What are we talking
time
about
out, time out.
Oh, Pope is dead right now.
Wait.
Fair point.
The bobber is bobbing here. I need to set the hook. So you guarantee he wins eight games?
Put a large pizza on it, Andrew. You heard it here first.
I was thinking a 12-pack.
All right.
How about a large pizza and a 12-pack?
Pizza and beers.
Pizza and beers.
Over eight wins, Bill Belichick at UNC.
Okay.
Eight wins is a bust. Under eight. Andy wins. Over eight, Stiz wins. Eight is a bust.
Okay.
Let's go.
It is on. So I have Bill Belichick winning seven games, which, you know, based on his recruiting class, based on the recent history at North Carolina, I think
you're not
I'm
giving him
about
any credit as Bill Belichick. Defensive genius.
Okay.
Brilliant, beautiful.
Does he have
football
LT?
Mind.
Does he have Gronk? Does he have Brady? Does he have the stars? Because Bill Belichick, the defensive genius in New England, when he didn't have the talent, what did he do?
Well, he didn't win as many championships.
Lose.
Win as many championships. He was picking in the top three picks in the draft. Forget about championships. He was picking Drake May, the third overall pick. 617-779-7937. If you want to react to the latest, greatest addendum to the Bill Belichick story, Jordan, I wonder if she can get me some of the orange clothes, though. I do like those. If she could pass those along, I'll stop
ripping. You do not need to be in a Jordan-branded Dunkin' tracksuit.
Oh, I would absolutely wear that.
I can feel. I sort of feel like once SNL satirizes you, once you make your way into the into a sketch as subject matter, or especially a cold open, that's usually when that means your content or that topic has reached its peak, and now we're suffering. I think we all have a little Belichick Jordan fatigue.
So the hosts are not responsible for the text line, right? As long as they don't swear, I can give opinions from the text line.
I'll go with that.
Okay, we'll go with it. 978. Andy, you're right. She's a Massachusetts 10, which is a 5 in California.
All right. Can we chill out just a tad?
Really, this is just... So
you don't want me to read the rest of them?
Leagues. No, go
ahead. Are they on theme? Are they on this theme?
Oh, yeah, that would be the theme.
Okay.
She's super skinny and does look wicked old.
That's just blatantly not true.
That's not
like,
true.
That's probably like a 40-year-old guy in a basement. Just,
no.
Overweight.
Yeah. Whoa. Why is he going to be in his basement?
Maybe not the basement part.
And
I guarantee he's
guy.
Not scoring a date with Jordan Hudson.
I don't think he said that. He's not Bill Belichick. He's not the greatest coach of all time, and he doesn't have $200 million in the bank and own half the island in Nantucket. Bill's got some things going for him if he wants to go out fishing. And we know he fishes because he dressed up like the Gorton man for her and hooked her on the beach. 617-779-7937. Bill Belichick is still in the news. Up next, though, we got to talk a little Patriots. Fitzy. Oh, everybody,
some actual football, not just the old coach and his aging bell of the ball. Great.
Everybody loves the Patriots draft. Everybody was tackling each other to give them A's, A pluses, best GPA, best draft ever, best this, best that. Well, I got a little information for you. If you like athleticism and athletic football players and athletic teams, you might not like where the Patriots draft class ranked. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, give me what's trending.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.